Sweet Home High School teachers gathered around Commissioner Ilya inside their school library. That is where she listened to their concerns about teacher evaluations and Common Core learning standards.
So we've got to raise the standards. There has to be more rigor in the coursework. And to get there, the teachers are the ones that have to do it.
The Education Department dumped the controversial test vendor Pearson and has a new contract with Questar for writing third through eighth grade assessments. She ensured teacher input would be key in making those tests up.
I have an honor student in high school.
Ilya then met with a small group of Sweet Home parents who raised big concerns about assessments, explaining that some students break down and cry under testing. Ilya is pledging a full review.
There are things across the board that we need to look at. This is a good time to do it, and that's what I'm starting. So I can tell you, this isn't the last time I'll be here. I may see your faces again.
At least we're being given the opportunity to have a conversation with her and get some feedback.
Sweet Home chemistry teacher Sarah English was thrilled to be able to have a session with the state's top education leader.
For me, it's also very comforting to hear that she's still willing to work with the teachers in the state who want to be involved in item writing and helping out with the Regents exams or looking to adjust how the Common Core is being written.
What is your biggest frustration as a teacher right now?
One of my personal issues is just attendance. It's very hard to reach and teach a student that's not in the classroom. There's only so much we can do.
The commissioner stressed the state must invest in their teachers, providing more resources and training. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.